We pray. All glory be to you, O God, for all your works of power and grace. Amen. The glory of God, the sum total of which, of the sum total of all of his attributes and works, which are so great that they generate their own blinding light. We heard about the glory of God in my last morning chapel, and in the Monday evening chapel, we considered the glory of God as revealed in the powerful work of creation, the merciful work of preservation, the loving work of redemption, and the gracious work of sanctification. At that time, we glorified the Lord in word and song. That's one way to do it. One way to glorify God, speaking and singing of the wonders of his person and of his works. We glorify God in religion classes and in chapels. We do it in other classes and elsewhere on campus whenever we talk about what God has done in power and love. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. You are worthy, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Yet the glory of God is not restricted to words. We glorify him also by our deeds. Jesus says, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." When Christians do good with no desire for personal glory, then the glory goes to God. The deed gets done, even if nobody knows who does it, and people give thanks to God. Look at the silent way in which some students glorified God by inscribing his words on the walkway. And we were just marveling at how the words are still there. What a wonderful preparation for chapel. As you walk to this place of worship, you prepare yourself by reading the words of the Lord on one side. And as you return to the classrooms, you can read the words of the Lord on the other side. Now, when I first saw this, I didn't know who did it. There were no signatures. So the joy in my heart caused me to give thanks to God. God who causes his children to do things like this. So God gets the glory. You were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And isn't it sad to say that we do not always glorify God in our lives and our behavior? By sinning, we rob God of his glory. Jesus redeemed us not so that we could feel free to sin all the time. He redeemed us so that we'd be free from slavery to evil, free to live in righteousness. But day after day, we dishonor God. So how could sinners like ourselves possibly glorify God? After Achan had disobeyed God, Joshua said to him, "My son, I beg you, give glory to the Lord God of Israel and make confession to him and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me." And Achan answered Joshua and said, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel." Achan glorified God by confessing his sins. He was telling the world, I was wrong. God is right. Whenever we publicly confess that the holy will of God is good and right, and that our violation thereof is bad and wrong, and when we seek his forgiveness, we are glorifying God. Recently, 5 present and former ILC students gave great glory to God, the good and gracious God, by their public confession of sin. It is heartwarming to know that these students were ready to cast themselves down into the dust of the ground in our presence so that their Savior, their God, can be exalted in his holiness and glorified in his forgiving love. That's what ILC is all about. We do not try to produce sinless students. Rather, through the teaching of the Word, God produces repentant students. Students who are willing to humble themselves so that God will be glorified. After all, what have you or I done that we should receive any glory? Academic achievements? Did you create your brain? Did you give yourself mental abilities? Give God the glory. Sports achievements? Did you give yourself arms and legs and coordination so that you could do these things? Give God the glory. Whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do to all to the glory of God. For the Christian, all of life is dedicated to glorifying God by word and deed. And when we do rob God of his glory, we're quick to confess and cast aside the evils. We're quick to flee to the side of Jesus for forgiveness and to praise and glorify him for this love. We're quick to restore the glory to God. We pray. O Lord, help us all to exalt your holy name by glorifying you in all that we say and do. And grant your special blessing on those who are now training to glorify your name in the public ministry. May they be found ever faithful to you and your word. Amen. We'll sing all 4 stanzas of hymn 244.